Welcome to Shomach Shalom and Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Aramak Hashom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Yevomas Daf Kuf Yutes. The Gemara Amud Aleph was speaking about the Mishnah and asking, why do we assume that a regular woman got pregnant? Because that's what the majority of women do. So the Gemara says that maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rameir. The Rameir does not go based on Roif, doesn't go based on majority. He is Choshish Lemiut. And the Gemara tries to say, maybe Rabbanon don't disagree with her mayor in this case. Because in this case, is Rubo the Leisekamon, meaning it's not a Roiv which is in front of us, but it's a statistical probability. We want to know if this woman gives birth or not. Say most women in the world, statistically, most women give birth, so therefore we want to assume she gives birth as well. Rabbanon are not arguing that Roiv, says the Gemara here. But the machlekes is only Ruby de Issa Kamon. When I have something in front of me, I have 9 stores that are selling kosher, and 1 store is selling treif, and I find a meat in the street, so I want to know where is it coming from. That's Roiv that's in front of my face. Roiv de Issa Kamon, that's what I wouldn't say you go based on Roiv. But Roiv de Issa Kamon, a statistical probability, that I wouldn't say you don't go based on Roiv. So here the famous Rosh Shimon Shkop brings our Gemara, and he asks, that in our Gemara it seems to be that the Ruba de Leisa Kamon, a statistical Roiv, is not as strong, as effective, as Ruba de Issa Kamon, as a Roiv which is in front of us. And Shimon brings many riyas that you see the opposite, that a Ruba de Leisa Kamon is a much stronger Roiv than a Ruba de Issa Kamon. So how do you explain this? So says of Shimon Shkop, Shayosher Shah Gimel Perk Aleph, the famous Yesoid, that the difference between Ruba de Issa Kamon and Ruba de Leisa Kamon is that a Roiv which is Leisa Kamon, a statistical probability, that comes to be Mevarad the Mitzias. I want to know what's actual reality. So I look at a woman and I say, is this woman, do you assume she's pregnant or not pregnant? If you go based on the Roiv, we assume this woman gave birth. If you don't, so we don't. We're coming to check out what the Mitzias is, what reality is. And here the opinion of Rameir is, and the Gemara now holds the Rabbanon all the same thing, that when I'm talking about reality, I cannot decide what reality is based on a statistical probability. But Ruba de Issa Kamon is not a reality. I find a piece of meat. The piece of meat could come from this store, could come from that store. I can't come tell you for sure what this piece of meat is. So what Ruba de Issa Kamon is, says Rav Shimon, it's ha'achro, meaning the Torah taught me, based on what we learned from Dayanim, that when I don't know what to do and I have a majority in front of me, I go based on majority because that's why I'm machriya the din. I paskin the halacha based on the roiv. I'm not here changing reality. Very possible this meat came from a treif place. But I could rely on the ruble that I have in front of me to be machriya din. So immediately the question is answered. According to the maskana of our Gemara, Rabbanan or Meir argue in Ruba de Leisa Kamon. And as Mashmah Teis over here, as Rashi Mishkot brings from other Rishonim, the Maskana, they argue only in Ruba de Leisa Kamon. They argue that can you rely on a statistical probability to decide reality? According to Rameir, you can't. According to Rabbanan, you could. According to Rabbanan, that you could rely on that, it's a much better Roiv than Ruba de Leisa Kamon. Because they are a Mevar the Metzias. They are find out what reality is. I'm trying to figure out reality based on statistics. I can figure out reality. But Rubo, the Issa Kamon, is never knowing reality. It's only a chro klape din. It's only telling me how to act, what to do la halacha, but I never know the reality. But according to Rameir, and according to our Gemara over here, that's before we decided the Rabbanon disagree with Rameir, he holds the opposite. Rubo, the Issa Kamon, gives me a halacha, what to do. I go, the Torah told me to follow it. Ruba de Leisa Kamon doesn't tell me anything. Doesn't tell me halacha, and doesn't tell me reality. So according to Rameir, Ruba de Leisa Kamon is less than Ruba de Issa Kamon. And according to Rabbanon, Ruba de Leisa Kamon is much stronger because it tells you the Metzias. Ruba de Issa Kamon is only achro, only tells you the halacha. This is the big yisoid of Shimon Shkop in Lamdis, which is really a machshava in Lamdis. But this gives us another understanding in many things that we know that has to do with Avodas Hashem. The Rambam tells us that how do we know who's a tzaddik, who's a rasha? You go based on the roiv, based on the majority. If he's more mitzvahs, you know he's a tzaddik. If he's more averus, you know he's a Rosha. And he's basing himself Bechura on the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, as he quotes later, that the Gemara tells us you have three Sfarim Niftach, you have three books that open in Rosh Hashanah. One of Tzadikim, one of Rishayim, one of Beinonim. How do you decide who's a Tzadik, who's a Rosha? Most mitzvahs, Ruba mitzvahs is a Tzadik. Ruba averus is a Rosha. Mechza mechza Beinonim. So everybody asks, what do you mean you go based on majority to decide who's a tzaddik? A person who has every mitzvah in the world, and he did one aveira, he's not going to be punished for that aveira? We're going to see in this week's parasha, Parashas Chukas, Moshe Rabbeinu had one aveira, and that's why he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, because he hit the Sela. So because of one aveira, he got punished. So you see, I don't care the fact that he was 99.9% mitzvahs, he still gets punished for that aveira. So my Rebbe, Ramoy Shapir, as the Tzal answered, we spoke about this answer already in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, and we'll take one point from it that is Negeah to our Sugya. Of course, for every mitzvah and aveira, a person gets rewarded or punished for everything, and there's no way to get out of it. You don't go based on majority. And that's reality. When a person did a mitzvah, he created a reality of mitzvah. He did an aveira, created a reality of aveira. The reality is a reality. The reality doesn't change. But when we decide what is the name of a person, is he a tzaddik or a rasha? We're trying to deal here with a achro, trying to say who this person is. We're trying to come and say, let's use Rav Shimon Shkop's idea, trying to say what the halacha is. I'm not trying to change the mitzvahs. I'm trying to take away his mitzvahs and averus. Trying to give a title, what he is. Here, the majority does tell me what to do. Because when I have Ruba de Issa Kamon, we have the power of achro. I can figure out what to do, how to act, even though I'm not changing reality. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.